Blog Talk Radio.
Just let it breathe all on me. Let it breathe on me. Come now and breathe on me. Just let it breathe on me.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. We come on this morning, Father, to give you some glory. Father, we come on this morning to give you some honor. We come on this morning to give you some praise. We come on this morning, Father, because you have called us to come. As we rejoice in this new day, Father God, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. And we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the holy name. Blessed be the righteous name. Blessed be the powerful name. Blessed be the glorious name. Blessed be the only name under heaven whereby men can be saved. Thank you for the name of Jesus, oh Father. And we come on this morning confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Everywhere we have come short of your glory, come short of your honor and your praise. And we ask that you would forgive us this morning, Father. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. For Father, you said in your divine word that if we confess our sins, you'll be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we bless you. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And we will sing. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be sufficient for us to express our gratitude unto you on this morning. But we are grateful. We are grateful, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we come this morning with an attitude of gratitude. And we come this morning with a song. And we come this morning with a praise. And we come this morning with a shout to say the Lord has did it. One more day. One more day. We embrace new mercies, Father God. Oh, Lord, you kept us during the midnight hours. Oh, Father God, death flew right over our house. Satan's agenda flew right over our house. Oh, Father God, no plague was even able to come near our dwelling because we're covered in the blood. And we are dwellers in your house. And so, Lord, we bless you as we stand on your promises today, Father God, to know that it is well. No matter what we're going through, it is well. Oh, God, all is well. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already made the way, and we are following after him this day and every day. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We thank you for the longevity of this ministry, Father. We thank you for a group of people that's not playing church, Father God. But we're sold out. We're sold out, and we're all the way in with you. And we say thank you for this ministry, touching lives around the globe. Father God, as your word comes forth from this morning, God, we thank you for the anointing upon your maid servant, Father. In the name of Jesus, as she preaches, as she teaches, as she is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. For it is the power, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone, absolutely everyone who believeth. And we say thank you, for we know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish everything. We said absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. And we want to say thank you right now for all the souls coming into your kingdom, all those who have already come. Oh, glory be to God. The backsliders being turned around. Oh, God, the weak being made strong. Those who are discouraged being encouraged. Those who are down coming up. Oh, glory be to God. Those whose feet are in the miry clay. God, you're able to deliver them and set them on a rock to stay. And so we bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. So we commit this day into your hands. Oh, God, we commit this service into your hands. We commit everything into your hands. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And we say thank you that we can trust in you. We can rest in you more and more and more. More and more and more. And more and more and more. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. Oh, God, may you and you alone be glorified. May your people be edified. Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, for thine is the glory, and for thine is the power. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added unto us. Hallelujah. I'm your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. To the extent you just keep on coming back, we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we've been meeting here for every day for the last 10 years and 5 months. You believe that? We say God is good. Amen. All of our services are archived. TalkRadio.com/Kingdom Leadership. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend as God brought us through another month. Not only did he bring us through another day, another night, not only did God bring us through another week, beloved, but God brought us through another month. Now, in the times that we're living in, and this pandemic society, we know that's something to give God some praise for. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because we made it. I say he brought us out. He brought us out all right. He brought us out. God brought us out all right. Hallelujah. I don't care how careful you were. I don't care how much rest you got. I don't care how much you ate. I don't care how much exercising you put in. I tell you, if God ain't with you, heaven ain't nothing going on. Hallelujah. But we want to bless be the name of the Lord. So whatever you're going through today, come on, come on. Lift your head up high. Look up, look up, look up. Our redemption draws nigh. But look, keep looking up. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look down, and definitely don't look back. Why? Because Jesus is coming back soon, and he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, and we don't want to be found getting ready when he comes, but we want to be found ready. Anybody ready? Hey, come on now. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. It's been a wonderful week. We've been focusing on you all this week. Amen. With teachings, glory be to God, encouraging you. Amen. Hallelujah. How special that you are to the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for our minister, Erica, who came on yesterday. Amen. She shared with us. Amen. With a sermon titled Posture Over Position. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. We want to thank God. And now this morning, beloved, amen, I want to introduce to you, amen, the speaker, amen, of the hour, amen, as she is coming, amen, hallelujah, with her enthusiasm. I'm telling you, this woman here loves the Lord. She's not playing, make no mistake, Jacob, amen. She is on fire, amen, fire shut up in her bones, amen. Her glory be, she is not ashamed, amen, of Jesus. She's not ashamed of the gospel, amen. She'll let everybody know it, amen. Glory be to God. The Lord has brought her through so much, amen. Glory be to God. Still coming through some things, but look, girl, maybe sometimes discouraged, amen, but she hasn't quit. She hasn't quit. Amen. Glory be to God. And she's determined that she's going all the way with the Lord. And wherever God sent her, amen, her soul says yes. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, these are the type of people that we want to be acquainted with, beloved. Amen. We are known by our association. So we want to thank God, amen, for her prayers and her support and her partnership, amen, with this ministry, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank God for her, amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, without any further ado, amen, I would like to introduce to some, amen, and present to others, amen, none other, amen, than our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. She is a preacher. She's a teacher. She's a praiser. She's a friend. Hallelujah. She's a servant leader. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God. So, amen. Let us receive her now. Amen. Beloved, look, if you can't say amen to the message, say ouch. Amen. Just say something. Amen. Glory be to God. She said, let the redeemed, amen, of the Lord, amen, say so. Amen. So at this time, amen, Evangelist Jackson, are you there?
Yes, praise them. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We hear you loud and clear. Look like your volume is going to be good this morning. Amen. So we thank God for you agreeing to serve on this morning. And my sister, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you. You know, even the song almost made me cry because, you know, we just want the Lord to breathe on all his people today in the name of Jesus. First of all, I just thank God for the opportunity of the Life Word Kingdom, ministry, Dr. Frieda, even the Lord that put on your heart to even allow me to come on May the 1st. I just thank God because Jesus is first in my life. I thank God for, you know, all those that are in my life. And I, you know, I'm at a point in my life. I just want to do, I think that's the main motto. I just say yes. And I just want to, all the ones that pray for him, all my co-laborers, all our friends, you know, the bishop, everyone, a sound of my voice, that we continue to go higher in the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up in prayer. Then I give you my topic. Then I give you the scriptures. And we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Most gracious Father, Lord, we come up with your humble hearts and mind, like to say, and this morning is breakfast of champions. Hallelujah. Our first breakfast that we get on May the 1st. Oh, Lord, I just bless your name, and I thank you. I said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, forgive me for any sin, omission, and commission. I come before you right now, emptying out canoes. If you now I'm at the foot of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Send down your anointing. Send down your anointing and just send down your anointing in the radio. Send down your anointing in each one that hurt, that you will be able to heal, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The topic is, let the glory of the Lord rest on me. Let the glory of the Lord rest on me. Our scripture will be St. Mark, 1st chapter, 1 to the 8th verse. The scripture is St. Mark, 1 through the 8th verse. I'm going to read, I believe in reading, because a lot of times we give people scriptures and they don't even read it. The Lord gave it to me. Read some scriptures, then they can go back. Amen. So we're going to start with one. and the beginning of God's form, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it is written as the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before the face, which shall prepare the way before thee. And the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did the baptism in the wilderness, and he preached baptism and repentance for the remission of the sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and their Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of the Jordan, confessing their sins. 6, and John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loin. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, there come one mighty than I after me, the latch of whose shoe I am not worthy of stoop down and unloose. 8, and I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Here we talking about, hallelujah. You probably say how this came about. I think one post of time I was on a prayer line, you know, a lot of time we're in a session of prayer, and then you might mention a prayer, and I remember Dr. Frieda say that you're going to be the one that be going and make a way, hallelujah, to preach, to minister to the people. And on this line, he got a lot of men and women going to make the way, hallelujah, for Jesus, hallelujah, to preach the gospel, to make anything crooked or make it straight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So here we're talking about John the Baptist and the divinity of Christ. And it was the Son of God. And this was the message of the prophet. This was a prophet. And John the Baptist, his obstacles was removed. Hallelujah. He was the front runner of Jesus. Are you want to be the front runner of Jesus, man or woman? The front runner of Jesus to make a way so we can be able to compel them about Jesus. No other name than Jesus. Hallelujah. John the Baptist, he preached a repentance, a remission of sins. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Romans 3:23, but the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. As we was listening, the only way we're going to die is through death, is the wages of death. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, help us. And then it was saying that a religion awake up. John the Baptist, of his glory that God had down on him, was able to go and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the glory of the Lord was on John the Baptist. The glory of the Lord was on Adam and Eve in the garden when they was praying the cool of the night before sin entered in. The glory of the Lord was on Moses when he was at Zion praying when he got the Ten Commandments. The glory of the Lord is in you when you're going out there preaching and teaching and expounding on his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then he's saying, Judea, he baptized them in the Jordan River, confessing of their sins. We as preachers, we have to live it, talking, and be it. And Luke 13:11 say, any day crooked, God will make it straight. Hallelujah. But in Psalm 91, it says, they are conditions. You must be right. Hallelujah. You can't think to get the blessing and in a mess. You cannot do it. They are conditions. We must be obedient. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he says 7, and he preached, saying, they come in one mighty that I asked of me, the latch, whose shoes I am worthy to stoop down, and I look, preaching unworthy, Christ honor, self. You know, so he let you know we got not to be ashamed of the gospel in Romans 1. It talk about Paul was saying, for I'm not, I preach therefore I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. So then when you're thinking about the Greek word glory means D-O-X-A, and it means doxa. And we are created to bring glory to him, to honor him, to praise him in his glorious name, to thank him for his abundance and his life, and to praise him for his abundant grace and the riches of his love and his splendor and his majesty, and God who is righteous and just and having, hallelujah, our being. And 1 Peter 4:14, if you have reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye that the spirit of glory of God rests. See, ye didn't know that. That was confirmation. Rest on us. Rest upon you on the part he is evil spoken, but on your part he is glorified. And Psalm 104:31, hallelujah. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. God's work be going to do it forever. We must suffer to reign with Jesus, but the glory of the Lord, whatever we eat or drink, the glory of the Lord. And what is the glory of the Lord? That's his anointing to preach. That's his anointing to teach. Then that is anointing to be on the radio 10 years. And then his anointing to be in the Lord all these many years. Hallelujah. And now his anointing on us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name for him, my glory have I for him. Yea, I have made them. So see the glory of the Lord, and God has made us, and he equipped us. Hallelujah. In his name's sake, hallelujah. In Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto a good work with God that we should walk and them. Our walk is a lifestyle, not this Sunday or Wednesday or when a bishop or a pastor or a doctor want to come on the line. Your own devotion, your own time being with the Lord, your own time praying, your own time looking up stuff, your own time worship, your own time praying, your own time cutting the phone off and not gossip about one another, but pray for one another. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. At 1 Peter 5:10, as you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace who called you his eternal glory in Christ himself, perfect, confirming strength, he established you. And Deuteronomy 28:58, if you are not careful to observe all the words of this law, which are written in this book, fear the honor and awesome name of the Lord your God. In Psalms 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. See, when we read the word, we read the Bible, and then the Bible is a mirror. Hallelujah. And the mirror in the Bible will show you yourself. See, the problem is, don't want us to read the Bible. We so busy. Then fear come in because we can't do what God called to do. How are you going to go and correct and direct them and no power of the word? Thy word that I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Don't say, what is the word? Thy word is thy law. Thy word is thy precept. Thy word is thy statute. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. St. John 13:9, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. So he let you know, God want it all. He want it all. He want it all. He want it all. He wants your spirit. He wants your soul. He wants your body. He wants your attitude. He wants your tongue. He wants your head. He wants your feet. God want it all. He want it all. He want it all. He don't want some of you. He want it all. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Psalms 145:11, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. We're going to speak of the glory of the Lord and talk of Jesus' power, not our own. God give us the power. He breathed in us. He anointed us. We all been handpicked and chosen by God to do what he asks us to do. We are on assignment. Hallelujah. 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 We are on assignment. Hallelujah. So then we're going to go with Acts. Hallelujah. Acts 2. Hallelujah. And when they was all in the upper room, you can go Acts, you can go Acts 1. See, and then when we minister, and see, when you know the Bible, then things that you didn't write it is to come back into your spirit and your mind because you've been with him. You've been into Christ. You know, a lot of times the Lord was saying, we are into so many things, but you know, we got to be sold out. I am sold out. You remember that song? My mind is made up. You know, we got to be sold out and want to go after to get more and more and more and more, because I still have a lot to learn and I'm trying to help others. But we got to go, you know, and Matthew 5:6 and say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed be happy those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled with the glory that a dial of the spirit of anointing. Hallelujah. And Acts 1:8, and it say, but ye shall receive power, hallelujah, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem, both in Judea and Samaria, and to the utmost part of the earth. We will go with Acts 2, hallelujah, and 4. Then it say, and they was all filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord rest on us this morning. Let the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, rest on us. Let the glory, hallelujah, to your people, Lord, to the backslider, those that are still faithful, that will continue to go up in your word. Stop being fearful. You know, let the glory of the Lord rest on us. And then I got one more point. Revelation. Hallelujah. Let the glory. Without the glory, without his anointing, our success won't mean a thing. Hallelujah. It won't mean nothing. Without God's anointing, without his glory, adowing us, filling us. Refill every day. You need to refill and reset. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. 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 Then it say in Revelations 1:8, it say, I am Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, and the Lord which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, I just, and then today you say, in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Hallelujah. 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If any man hear my voice, I will open the door. I will come into him. I will sup with him, and he with me. to sup with him, to know him all the more. You know, that means I'm a down with Jesus. To know him all the more. That's my life. To know him all the more. Hallelujah. To pay away like the front runner of John the Baptist. They made a pathway. To know him all the more. Even your nurse. To know him all the more. Even your secretary. To know him all the more. You might be retired. To know him all the more. You might be all different kinds of businesses. To know him all the more. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm finished. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay here.
Anointing fall, anointing fall, anointing fall down on me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I praise the Lord. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, may the power of the Holy Ghost fall down on us. Anointing fall. Anointing fall, anointing fall down on us. Amen and amen and amen. And we want to thank God for the word of God on this morning as it has come forth. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord rest on me. Glory be to God. Yeah, I'm praying that it'll rest on you, but glory be to God. Lord, let it rest on me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because we can't give nothing we don't have. Amen. Beloved, do you want to be a front runner? Huh? Do you want to be a front runner? Glory be to God. The evangelist came this morning. Do you want to be a front runner? You always, amen. It's okay to be in the background, but you can't follow this Jesus from a distance. Glory be to God. You got to be close. Amen. Close to you. Amen. Close to you. Y'all know that song? Amen. Yeah, we need to get that in our hearts and sing it, beloved. And we thank God for the anointing. Amen. And as the minister preached on this morning, the anointing going to cost you something. Oh, salvation is free, but the anointing going to cost you. Amen. And you got to stop a running and dipping and a hiding and sliding and think God don't see you. Glory be to God. When I was growing up, me and my sisters, and my grandmother used to take us to church. Amen. And we was a little choir in that little holiness Pentecostal church right there at the corner, 3rd and Federal. And we would sing a song, amen. And Evangelist Nancy would take the lead on that one. Sinner man, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run on judgment day? Huh? Oh, girl, we need to stop running. We need to stop being like Jonah on the ship. Beloved, the anointing gonna cost you something. Count the cost. Count the cost, amen. Because the wages of sin is death. So there's a counting going on. And since there's a counting in the universe, you might as well count too. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For the word. Amen. Nothing but the word, the whole word. Amen. Based on scriptures, packed on scripture. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. And God's word will not return unto him void. Amen. God's word will not return to him void. Do you want the glory of the Lord to rest on you? Now, you may not want it. You may not want it, and shame on you. Shame on you, because if you are ashamed of Jesus, amen, when Jesus comes, Jesus is going to be ashamed of you. Amen. Glory be to God. But it is available. Hallelujah. It is available. You have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door, amen, shall be opened unto you. Amen. So we want to thank God for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful word, amen, coming forth on this morning. Amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We know that Evangelist Jackson has a lot going on. We want to see if she wants to make any announcements, beloved. Amen. Right now, if there's anything that I think I found you there. Evangelist, thank God for, amen, him using you on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I love it. I love it. Amen. You, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Huh? It'll cut you going in and cut you going out. Beloved, look here. Your anchor, your tent. Even you hide and you pull, and God knows what the real answer is. Glory be to God. Now, either you want it or you don't. If you don't want it, amen, you still got time to ask God to give you the will, amen, to line up with purpose. Huh? Mm. And if you want it, amen, let us want more. Because he who hunger and thirst after righteousness is the same one that's going to be filled. Amen. Girl, you don't got me started this morning. That's why you're contagious. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We all have our own personalities and we're growing in the Lord, but when Evangelist Nancy comes and when Evangelist Ernestine comes and a couple other youth, I'm gonna tell you the truth, y'all leave the house on fire, and if people ain't the house is gonna burn down. But some things need to burn up. Oh, my God. Okay, that's right. All right, sister, amen. Is it, take this minute, amen. Anything you want to share with our audience, amen, any announcements in your church, in your personal life, and whatever you got going, whatever, anything, amen, please, amen. We want to give you a minute to do that.
Amen. I just thank God. We used to play
in
church.
Can you hear me, sister?
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay. All
hear
right.
Me?
Okay. Bless the Lord.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. To God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. To God be all the honor. Now, what we want to do this morning is we want to show the sister some love. Amen. Glory be to God by sowing into the word of God that have come forth on today. Amen. Mm-hmm. Beloved, when we learn how to sow into the word, you're going to always reap a harvest. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. When you sow into the word. Amen. So if you would like to sow into the word of God, amen, for our evangelists, amen, we ask the several ways that you can do that. You can go straight to our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Make a donation there. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, just, you know, put it all there and let us know how to divide it up. Amen. So-and-so goes, this much goes to the evangelist, this much goes to the ministry. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $Life, L-I-F-E, Word Jesus. Do the same. Amen. Glory be to God. Just let us know how much goes, amen, to our evangelist and how much you would like to sow into our ministry. Why? Because the gospel is free. Amen. But it takes money to do ministry. Ask Jesus, amen, who walked with a treasure. Not only did Jesus walk with a treasure, beloved, Jesus had a group of women, amen, who sold their finances into his ministry. And you know what the thing is? Jesus took it. Amen. Why? Not because he needed it, amen, but because they need to be blessed. Oh, my God, my God. I don't want to talk too much because I think I don't want to trip over my message, amen, for tomorrow. All right, beloved, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Life Word Jesus Ministries, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So whatever you give, whatever, sometimes we do this and we don't receive anything. Sometimes people don't give. I think last week we sometimes we get $5, sometimes we get $20, you know, whatever. I believe in God's going to be up in the hundreds. Why? Because the same measure you meet, the same measure is going to be meted back to you. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. One thing, as I close on this morning, Bishop Lambert, my bishop, amen, says, amen, glory be to God. And he said a whole bunch of stuff, amen. But one thing in particular that sticks with me, he said there's the scripture that says do unto others as you would have God to do unto you. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. He said, why don't you take it one step further, amen, and do unto others the way you would have God to do unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like inviting everybody to your party, but you don't never want to go to nobody else's party. Inviting people to your children's graduation celebrations, but you don't never want to go to theirs. And that's how it is, beloved. Amen. And we come and we want people to give and we want people to sow into our lives, but we don't never want to give and sow into nobody else's. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, so that is it. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, in form of announcements, there is no spiritual warfare training today. All right, that is canceled. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll do that next week. No, we know next week is Mother's Day weekend, and some of us going to have a heavy schedule. Amen. But whoever shows up or show up, but we are not going to have it today. Amen. Because I'm involved in something, and I'll share it with you next week, amen, and I just don't want to put myself on overload, amen, because it's not necessary to do, amen. So this is it for today. We want to thank God, amen, for each and every one of you who have served in this ministry this week. God bless you. Amen. Minister Erica bringing the word. Minister Shannon exhorting on Wednesday. All of the testimonies that came forth. Thank God for each and every one of you working at the altar. Those of you hosting, those touching and agreeing. Thank God for the Bible study. Thank God for the financial support. We just want to thank God. We just want to thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, and keep on thanking God. Thank God for all the beautiful testimonies and the turnaround. I'm telling you, I am speechless right now. You know what my cup is running over. My cup is running over. Glory be to God. Huh? But that anointing don't come easy. Oh, I tell you, y'all better listen to that lesson again. I'll wait till Wednesday, and Lord's willing, if the Lord release me and share my testimony. Glory be to God, huh? Let me tell you something. I'm up today, but I had to kill some witches this week. I won't be surprised if I get reported that somebody done physically dead, because I had to kill some witches this week. The Bible says fight the good fight of faith. I had to go into warfare, intense warfare, to the point where I was in covering. I was like in the deep corners of God's house. God said, you sit right here. You hear what I'm saying? Not only was I fighting for me and my children and my family, I was fighting for yours. Amen. If you're a part of this ministry, I was fighting for yours too. But guess what? Hallelujah. Jesus never failed. So, hallelujah. And when the glory of the Lord is resting upon you, saints, let me tell you this. If God be for you, the devil is in trouble. If God be for you, your enemies is in trouble. If God be for you, you got everything you need. And the curse causeless will not come. Can I give y'all God some praise, saints? Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. That is it for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our Sunday services. Look, if you're out of church, if you're not in church, if you're looking for a church, whatever, be back here at 12 o'clock. If you can't be here, send somebody here. I'm telling you, because the Lord has anointed me fresh. I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning talking to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Getting that word straight for tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God, huh? Matter of fact, the sister evangelist Ernestine done rubbed up on her a little bit. Watch out, evangelist. But the word is the word, and God only has one voice.
Amen. If you're available tomorrow, come on back here with us at 12 o'clock. Amen. And we meet on this platform Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. We receive our breakfast for champions. We don't have no microwave grits, baby. We cooking our grits from scratch. Huh? We churning our own butter. Huh? We scrambling some eggs, put a little bit of cheese in it, huh? We got turkey bacon, beef bacon, and pork bacon, and sausage, huh? We got wheat bread, raisin cinnamon bread, what I like to drink. We got apple juice, orange juice, grape juice, come on somebody, coffee, tea, and water, and a little fruit cup. That's how we serve it here every morning. And we ain't playing, huh? Oh, glory be to God. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. My love to you, to you, to you, and to you. Thank you, amen, for your prayers, your support, and for all that you do. And remember, saints, let the glory of the Lord rest on you. All you got to do is yours for the asking. It's yours for the receiving. But as the sister warned you now, it's just going to cost you a little something. But don't worry, because Jesus already paid the price, huh? And his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Father, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for using our evangelist, Jackson, as you always do. We thank you for the fire in her, the thunder in her. Father God, we pray for her. We lift her up, Father. We know that she is a target for the enemy. Father God, we know the devil would love to muffle out her fire. The devil would love to steal her voice, to steal her thunder, steal her enthusiasm, and take her joy away. But we say not so. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We decree and we declare that absolutely no weapon formed against this woman of God and her family and her ministry and everything that she does, Father God, will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We decree and we declare that everything that she touched will turn to prophetic gold. We decree and we declare, Father God, that her steps are ordered by you. And this is her season of open reward. And can't no devil in hell stop it or block it or hold her down. And whatever the devil meant for evil, God, we ask that you would turn it around for good because we know it's already turned. In Jesus' name. Father, as we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, help us, Father, show us your pathway for provisions today and help us not to lean to our own understanding. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. And we cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father, and we say thank you for your blessings being upon us. Thank you for helping us to meet here every day this week, Father. Bless the sacrifice of your people, Father. You see what they're giving up. You see what they're sacrificing. Father, you said we reap what we sow. Father God, we ask that you would return it. Return it in Jesus' name. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer. We seal this service. We seal this word, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it down at Jesus' feet. And it cannot and it will not be broken. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Unto the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church should say, amen, 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 and amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. God is in the spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Beloved, let the glory of the Lord rest upon you. Amen. And let his light shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you will be blessed. Without measure, for the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Thank you for allowing me to serve you all this week. It is a privilege for me, amen, to serve you, amen, because when I serve you, I serve God, amen. God bless you, God bless you.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
and amen and amen. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord rest on you because you was created to make his praise glorious. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing.